Yeah,
Oswego, you mean?
Osco, O-S-C-O, Osco.
So where is that near? Is that?
That's the, about 23 miles from the Tri-Cities down there, from Moline and
Drum. Oh, out in the northwest, the northwest corner of the state.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see. I just wondered where, I remember you mentioned yesterday, what kind of beans, getting back to these vegetables, what kind of beans did you grow around here? And,
well, I just got a little garden. I want to show you that garden.
Yeah,
garden
right here.
I grow Kentucky wonders.
Uh-huh.
And I have got a fellow over here on the lake to bring me some canes.
Mm-hmm.
He bought me 100. I paid a penny piece for them. I told him I'd give him 5 cents to get me some more of them.
Mm-hmm.
The finest thing to kick beans with, give him some. But this one here, I've got mixed up on my beans. And I'll show them to you directly. I bought them from Kentucky Wanderers and they didn't come up.
Mm-hmm.
I bought them at the Just Badness Hardware, and then I went down to Richardson's feed store, I guess you call it, and bought the last ones, and then didn't come up and replanted them. And they turned out to be, it looked to me like half runners.
Mm-hmm. They were half runners.
They just run, you don't stick them, they just fall over on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been about this long now. Kentucky Wanderers have been that long.
Mm-hmm.
They come in bunches.
Uh-huh. Yeah, are those Kentucky Wanderers the same thing as pole beans?
Yeah, they're Kentucky Wonder pole beans. That's mm-hmm. what they are.
But that's just that's a special
they
kind.
They got the white McCaskey pole beans now.
Mm-hmm.
They're good beans. I've raised them times.
How's that known?
McCaskey.
Uh-huh. Same as the street, huh?
Yeah, same as the street.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're good beans.
Mm-hmm. Are they, what is the bean itself white inside?
Yeah.
But they're green on the outside.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they're about as long as you can tell the one. They're pretty long.
But a pole bean is just a kind of, are there any other kinds of pole beans?
No, not as I know of. But
how about these shorter beans that you have to, when you,
strain them?
Yeah. You know, call those, what would you call beans like that?
I'd call them half runners.
Okay.
Well, there's different kinds mm-hmm. of beans than that. There's cornfield beans, and then there's half runners, and they're all short beans.
Mm-hmm.
But now, this cornfield bean is one of the finest beans in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You plant them in your corn, they run up your stalk.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait till the corn gets a good start before you don't, they'll choke it to death. They just wrap all around.
Do you ever use the term either green beans, just for all of those?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would you call them?
Well, you call any of them green beans, then.
Uh-huh. And how about the yellow ones? Are they
yellow beans?
Yeah. They're called wax beans or butter beans? When you're taking beans out of the hull, what do you call that?
Jell beans.
All right. And then how about the yellow ones? You talk about the yellow beans.
I've done been in boated ball.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I was going to tell you, birds feed you right after dinner.
I've done this mess flat down here. Worked on the score down mm-hmm. and took me a while ago.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, so you voted.
Yeah, that's all counts, huh? The yellow beans, they're like green beans, except the outsides are yellow. What do you call those?
I don't know what the term is on there. I've seen them.
Yeah.
But I never raised any of them.
All right. How about beans that you take, you have to take them out of the pod?
Well, that's shell beans.
Mm-hmm.
What you call them shellers.
Uh-huh. What kind of beans are there?
Different kinds. Any kind, if you let them get dry in the hull.
Mm-hmm.